Yeah, buddy. Well, thank the Lord. I'm glad to be born twice, born again, saved by the grace of God. Amen. Nothing like it. I don't know what. I'm not just existing. I'm saved, headed to heaven.
Right.
Thank God. I'm glad to know that. If you don't know it, I pray the Lord work in your heart.
Yes. Amen.
That's my desire.
Yes.
Yeah. I never knew Brother Larry until he come here.
Right.
I never knew it. I know he come. Preach the word of God. You got to understand a little. The truth will. But the more he said it, the more the Lord worked on it. And he come in here and he told me, he said, "Preacher, the Holy Spirit visited with me." And I said, "Well, that's a blessing." And I knew he is different. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. I know when God saved me, when I was 24 years old, he made me a new man.
Right.
I still got the same old body, the same old battles, but he put a new nature in me that desired God.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And I saw the same thing in Brother Larry when he got saved. Different. He used to tell me that they prayed every night by the bed, asking God to bless the church and help us. There's a man in the Bible named Lazarus. I don't know how much you know about him. He is a friend of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I want to encourage you, thank God, there'd be no greater friend in your life than Jesus.
Right.
I have no better friend than Jesus. Did I tell you this? And he knows everything about me and yet loves me.
Yes.
If you knew everything about me, it'd be hard for you to love me. If I knew everything about you, it'd be hard for me to love you. God's love is greater than man's love. God's love is an unconditional love toward his people. That means God loves me if I'm bad. God loves me when I'm sad. God loves me, amen, when I'm trying to do what his will is. I guess the closest love you could have on earth to that would be a mother and a child. In the eyes of the mother, how much she loves her child. You'll have to find it out by the power of God that the Lord does love sinful people, and all of us are. Somebody said, I'm not that bad. Well, you're sinned. I have too. All men are sinners, no matter who they are. And a man's got to come to that understanding that sin's got to be dealt with, and God's the only one that can help you in it.
Amen.
And that's why Christ come. He died for sin. The Bible said according to the Scripture. Christ died for sins according to the Scripture. He died for my sin. He died for sin. If a man says he's, amen, if he knows God, then he knows he died for his sin. That's what he knows.
Amen.
He don't know it unless he knows it. And here this man was sick. Name was Lazarus. And come, the word got to Jesus that the man you love, Lazarus, is sick. He didn't go. He waited 2 days and had his journey down. When Jesus got there, this is what Martha said, the sister of Lazarus. She said, "Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died." Mary said the same thing when she seen him. She said, "Lord, if thou had been here, my brother would have not died." And this is what she was saying. You got the power to get him out of the grave. If you'd have been here, everywhere Jesus went, where there were dead people, he resurrected.
Yes, he did. Amen.
That's how kind of power he's got. So Jesus got there and he told his own men, the disciples that was going with him, that it was good for him not to be there. See, you got to see the whole picture when you read the Scriptures. That God sets things up to show his power. God said that they might see that I can raise him. The resurrection is a picture of some things. A lot of pictures of the resurrection indeed. The picture of the resurrection then death, and then life. You got to die to live.
Yes, you do.
A cord goes in the ground, it dies, and then it comes up. It's just the way God's process is. You die to live. Jesus died, He rose again the third day to live. It's all through the Scripture. This man had to die to live. Here's the way it is, folks. It's hard to grab a hold of God. I have to show you. You have to die to self to live unto God.
Amen.
God has got to bring you that. Amen. That's the only way it's going to do it. You can't, hey, listen, God don't have your way in His way. God has His way on.
Yes.
Here's God's way. Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me.
No man.
No man can go to the Father but by Jesus Christ. Now I know a lot of people think they're good enough, but they're not. If God should take a man because he's good, then he wouldn't even have to send his son to die. They'd just say, be good, you'll make it. His son had to die for sin. He had to die for my sin. He took upon himself my sin. He took upon himself Larry's sin. And that's how a man has forgiveness of sin, because it's waste on Christ to die for sin. Brother Larry, bitch, when he come here, he listened. He locked a little bit, but he listened. Amen. The first thing you're going to do if I just took off preaching, you're going to put a wall up. That ain't the way I believe. Well, it don't matter how you believe. You better believe in Him.
That's right.
It ain't in denomination. It ain't in how good you are. It ain't how many works you do. It ain't whether you've been baptized or not. It's only in Jesus Christ. Death, burial, and resurrection. Christ rose again for justification. That means that God can declare me innocent before the Father. Amen. Jesus did because I died for Him and took care of His sin, and it's not on Him, it was on me. And now He's justified. He has no charges.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
That's the grace of God. That's
yes.
what it is. It's the favor of God.
Yes.
Man don't get saved by his own works. He gets saved by the grace of God. Everybody yes. said, well, sing Amazing Grace. After I got saved, I read the words Amazing Grace, and I said, these are great words. Mm-hmm. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch
yes, sir.
Like me. No. I once was lost from God.
Yeah.
But now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Yes,
so Martha gets there, and this is what Jesus told her. Lazarus is in the tomb. He's in the tomb. And this is a wonderful text, if you'll get it in your mind.
Yes.
That when they got there, when Jesus got there and his disciples, Jesus said, your brother shall live again.
Yes, he did.
And she said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She pointed to a future resurrection that everybody's going to have to stand before God. Every man that's ever lived is going to stand before God, whether they believe that or not, they're going to. This is what Jesus said. He said, I am the resurrection.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he said, your brother's going to live again. She said, he will the resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection.
Yes.
I am the resurrection.
That's
right. You better listen to me this morning. I'm going to give you something here. Everything's in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He is what He said He was. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Amen.
That's what He told her. Notice what I think about that verse. I think about this when He said, your brother shall live. You know what He's saying to her? I'm about to go get him out of the grave. I'll show you the resurrection power that I have to get him out of the grave. There's never been a man to raise somebody from the dead, Jesus Christ. Old Testament, God used a few prophets that got on top of some young men that had died and laid upon them and they lived. That's under the power of God. But there ain't never been nobody in the body resurrect themselves. It won't happen. You cannot body, listen, you can't body resurrect yourself. If a man dies, how shall he live again? He'll live again, but he won't be able to resurrect himself.
No, that's the truth.
That means he can't get up. He can't give himself life. A life started with one breath in Adam. And Adam, my friend, became a living soul, and the breath's been carrying on since. But sweet Brother Larry, listen, thank God that day, Miss Linda, when she was right there beside him. And he told her, he told you he loved you. And he's about to go. Lord, I know what you told me. The last words he said to her was, bye. Bye. Last words. I'm leaving. And then I'm gone. You know what left him, don't you? His breath. His breath left him. See, God gives man breath, and then man's breath leaves him at the day of death. That's right. What kind of hope would I have to preach to you this morning if I thought that was true? There's greater hope than that. Thank God Jesus resurrected. Thank God He's got victory over death. And therefore, because of that, thank God the Lord Jesus, amen, give Him life eternal on the faith of God Himself. Amen. And listen, thank God when He left, the breath left here, He caught it there. Amen. Thank God it's not, it's eternal life. It's not temporary life. Amen. God gives eternal life in a man. That's the way to get it. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I'm going to get it out of the grave. Now, everybody at the resurrection day will be resurrected, according to John. Notice what he said here. He said, show me where he is. And one of them said, well, Lord, he's been dead 4 days and he stinks. You let a body lay around. The corruption's coming out.
Yes, sir.
That's why he has to have a new body, because the corruption of the body, God, listen, it breeds only corruption. I started pastoring this church when I was 29 years old. I'm 64 now. When I started, he's 29.
Five. Six.
I was young. I had more zeal. I had less knowledge. But I was young. I had hair color. I had no reason. I was physically better. But in 35 years, I've got long hair, got gray, and my skin and my body is failing. Why? Age. Corruption.
Yes.
You can do all you want to. I'm not against it neither. You can do all you want to try to pamper it and try to make it look the best you can, but eventually everybody's going the same way.
Yes.
That's the way it is. Some people might not, some people might not look their age. I appreciate somebody telling me once in a while, you don't look 64. Some people say you look older than 64. The corruption of the flesh. That body's going to die. It's got to die. There's sin in it. That's why the body's got to be put in a new body. That's what I'm saying. When Brother Larry, my friend, left this world, amen, the spirit left him. The soul left him. The body, my friend, still corruption. That's why he said this corruption must put on incorruption. God's got to change it. He does change it. Amen. But they, listen, she said he stinks. His body did. That was in the grave.
Okay.
In the tomb. Listen to this here.
Mama.
Jesus went where he was. The tomb. He told them to roll the stone away.
Yes, he did.
He said, roll the stone away. And he prayed. And under the authority of God.
Yeah.
And here's what's going to happen one day, whether you see it or not. When a person dies and they're in the tomb, or they're in the ground, where are they at? Amen. Listen, it don't matter where they're at. They're going to be called out. Then he said, Lazarus, come forth. Here's a man that's dead in the tomb, and the first thing he does, when Jesus calls his name Lazarus, he's made alive right then, and he comes out of the tomb. He said, Lazarus, come forth.
Yes.
And the miracle was performed by just the word of his mouth. And Lazarus comes out of the tomb and he said, take the grave clothes off of him and loose him and let him go. I'm telling you this morning, that's exactly what happened to my life when I got saved. I was dead toward God and he called my name by the authority and power of the gospel. Amen. Listen, thank God, brother, I was raised up in a church and I just went through religious motions, formalities and all that. I told him this morning, I said, if anybody don't like formalities, I'm one of them. I don't like formalism. I'm just not a formal type guy. I don't even like. Hey, listen, amen. I just like looseness. I like liberty. I like power. Amen. I just like it like that. I like normality. I like common people. Jesus loved common people. So the common people are in gladly. But brother, I tell you, the day God called my name, I come from the sin. I come out of the tomb. I come out of where I was dead to. I'm dead to God. He made me alive to himself. Made me known to him. And listen, that's what happened to Larry Finch.
Yes,
soon as I'm standing here, amen, he said, I said in this cloud house 2 weeks before he passed away. He's sitting up in a chair. He finally got out there in his chair that morning. And we got to talking. He always talked about whatever we just brought, subject we brought up, like one of the fellows said. He was very much a good book on most of things. He'd tell you what he thought about it. We'd talk about it, ask me about people and that thing. But he said to me, he said, I got up out of bed this morning, and then I struggled to get here to the chair, and he was sitting up. And when he said he got out of bed, it come to my mind about where God met him. You got a meeting place with God.
Yes, you do. Amen.
I said, is that the bedroom in there where God showed up to you? He said, that's it. He said, sure as I'm sitting in this chair, God came in there to me and said, I saw the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you this? You can't see a spirit, but you can know the presence. See, when I got saved, that presence of God came to me.
Oh, yeah, sure it did.
The presence of God came to you. Yeah. This man was sitting in a funeral home at a pallbearer when I preached. In 1990, up here at Lyerly Funeral Home, I preached Miss Liam Cranfield's funeral. He was a pallbearer. I didn't know him. And I preached the Word of God. The Holy Ghost of God showed up to him.
Yeah.
He got saved about 2 months later. That was 1990.
Yeah.
Well, that's been about 34 years. I'm just saying to you, folks, I'm talking about miracles. If I thought any, I know everybody that gets saved by God's grace is a miracle. But can I say this? I believe I can say it with respect. I told the church when Larry Fitch got saved, it was a double miracle. He said, I'm an Episcopalian preacher. I talked to the Father. He found out the Father's in heaven. He didn't have to talk to man here. He talked to the Father through Christ.
Yeah.
And when he got saved, it wasn't a miracle of God. And he saved him, it was a miracle of God. At a man that age.
Yes. Amen, brother.
The man was in his early 80s. He died when he was 88. He had a birthday.
Mommy.
before he passed away.
Yep.
He was in his 80s. He said a notable miracle had been done upon this man. Was he perfect? No, nope, neither am I. Neither are you. I ain't found nobody perfect besides Christ. In fact, I'm honest with you, I'm the worst man in here. I know myself. But I know the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, I beg of the Lord Jesus Christ to work in your heart and comfort you and help you in this time. But here's the comfort. Comfort is in knowing. Comfort is knowing where He's at. Comfort is knowing what He said. Comfort is knowing His testimony of what God done for him.
Amen.
Thank God. And while, he was in his bedroom up there at that house. Listen, there is a place that God meets you.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't looking for God, but God knew where he was.
Yes.
And everything's for a purpose. Everything in life's a purpose of God. He works things out according to His will, and He brother put it together, and that's the way God works. Just like Lazarus, when he come out of the tomb, the next day he's sitting at the table. He died again. Jesus died once and rose again, and He is the resurrection. That's right. I'm so glad for the grace of God in Christ. I'm thankful for the grace of God. I thank God for grace. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm proof. This is what grace is. Grace is saying this man here is a very sinful man. Grace is saying this man cannot be forgiven unless I forgive him.
Right.
He can't do nothing in works or goodness or nothing.
Nothing.
But I love him.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'm going to die for him, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
I'm going to take Redmond's sin and put it on myself that he can go free.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's grace. It's unmerited. Grace is unmerited. You can't merit grace. You can't do enough to get it.
Amen.
It's the merit of God's Son, Jesus. He loves sinners. He loved people. And then He died for sinful man. That's why He can give us grace. And brother, not only getting saved by grace, but living by grace.
Yes.
And having grace to live by. It's the favor of God.
Amen, brother.
I'll miss him.
Yes, sir.
I'll miss him.
I'll see him again.
Yes, sir. I'll miss that finger. I remember one night preaching, I got in a big rain, and I said, praise God, it's a miracle. Grace, that man. When I looked back there and called it out, he was one. You know why? He knew it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's a miracle. You're looking at a miracle. If you're saved, you're a miracle. If God put grace in your life to bring you into the family of God by faith in Christ, it's a miracle. You could not naturally do that. It's all in Christ. It's all in Jesus Christ. I'll miss seeing him come in. I thought when you come in Wednesday night. Listen, can I tell you this? I remember one night specifically. It was storming bad. I mean, raining. And I told Robert, I said, ain't nobody coming tonight. Especially the old people. We had more old people than young people.
Yeah.
And it's getting near time for service. I heard the door open. And I thought in my mind, I can't believe they come out yet. This man's had strokes. He can't hardly make it. He can't breathe. And he come because this is what he said. I always feel better when I'm here.
Amen.
I don't know what to say, but say thank God. Thank God. I guarantee you, everybody in here that knows him can get up and say something. We'd have to stay here at night time. And I'm only telling you what I know because I'm the preacher and the pastor of this church where he come in and got saved by the grace of God and married Miss Linda. But I'm telling you this. You know what he'd say? That's right. Only men that can see a blind man can't see. You might not see a thing I'm saying. But if God ever opens your eyes,
yeah,
He'll say, thank God.
Yes, very exciting.
It's not religion. It's not being a Baptist. It's not being a Methodist. It's being in Christ Jesus. That's what we're saying. Let's have prayer, Brother Jonathan, pray for us.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much this morning, Lord. We thank you so much for able to come together, Lord, in this fellowship, Lord, in this time, Lord, for Brother Larry, Lord. I thank you so much, Lord, for this life, Lord, to be able to be a part of, Lord. Lord, in this person, Lord, in this brother, Larry, and you know, and I say we knew him, Lord, and met him, Lord, and fellowship with him, Father. Lord, yes. Jesus Christ, Lord, yes, this morning, I pray, Lord, for the family, Lord, during this time. Lord, I pray you give them peace and comfort, Lord, and rest, Lord, Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, I pray that you touch, Lord, the hearts this morning. Lord, I pray, Lord, that your will be done. Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless this time and bless the fellowship. I pray, I thank you so much, Lord. I love you because you first loved us, Father, Lord. I say it, and amen, and amen.
God bless you. Let's stand and sing the first verse of Amazing Grace. So we got 250 pieces of chicken out here. So I want everybody to stay and eat. That's what I want. You can. We got some. If we ain't got enough room, we'll make it. But I do want to honor his desire of what he wanted. He wanted everybody to eat fried chicken. And I thank God for that because I like fried chicken. But I'll tell you this. We rather rejoice because our names are written in heaven.
Yes.
That's right. This is not the end.
Amen.
God bless you for coming. So we'll assemble out to the fellowship building. We'll sing that last verse after the last verse. We'll exit the fellowship building right behind the church. And we'll try to get out there and we'll have a word of prayer and we'll eat together. Y'all have time to fellowship and talk. Let's sing.
When we desert 10,000 years, we
thank you for the time together. Thank you for Brother Larry, God, that we can rejoice in our heart, Lord, today. God, what we know, God, what we feel in our spirit, Lord. I pray, God, you bless the good family here, God, with your grace and mercy, with comfort. God, bless our fellowship together here in the fellowship building. And may, most of all, you get glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we'll assemble there. God bless you.